This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Explosions rocked an ammunition depot and disrupted trains in the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula Tuesday, the latest such incident in a region Moscow uses as a supply line for its war in Ukraine. Ukrainian military officials have hinted at being behind the attacks, which, if true, could show their new capability to strike deeper into Russian territory, potentially changing the dynamic of the six-month conflict. Calling the incident sabotage, Moscow confirmed two people were wounded. Railway traffic has been halted, and at least 2,000 people in a nearby village have had to be evacuated. The explosions are the latest setback for Russian military that, according to reports, expected to easily and quickly overtake Ukraine when it began its invasion in February. The Institute for the Study of War, or ISW, studies conflicts and assesses how they're being carried out. Senior ISW analyst Catherine Lawler spoke with VOA's Flashpoint program about Russia's struggles in Ukraine. She explained Russia's military is divided into five districts, the largest being the Central District, and said coordination between those districts in Ukraine appears to be a problem.
A lack of centralized coordination seems to have been a problem for the Russians since day one. It's not that forces from the Central Military District are all in one place and only working with other forces from that district. And the overall command has probably been split between district commanders. There have been attempts at appointing an overall commander for the war that has not been successful for them. And the Russian command structure remains very unclear to independent observers like ISW and is likely pretty opaque even to Russian forces on the ground.
Lawler describes the Russian army at this point in the war as degraded, with little concentrated combat power, which explains its struggles in making progress in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Iran says it has responded to a final European Union-brokered proposal on reviving the 2015 nuclear accord, though details of the response were not immediately released. Iran's official IRNA news agency reported Tuesday that negotiators had submitted their reply and suggested Tehran was still wouldn't accept the EU proposal despite warnings there would be no more negotiations. The news report said there were differences on three issues and quoted Iran's foreign minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian as saying that the American side has verbally accepted two demands made by Tehran. The third issue is related to guaranteeing the continuation of the deal, which it says depends on the United States. The news agency reported Iran has submitted a written response to the draft text of a Vienna agreement and has announced that it will be concluded if the United States reacts with realism and flexibility. A spokesman for the European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, confirmed Tehran had submitted its response and said it was being studied. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has joined calls for the release of the affidavit for the search warrant that allowed federal agents to search his Florida Mar-a-Lago estate last week. But the Justice Department has been pushing back on efforts to make it public. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, the former president writes, it's in the interest of transparency to release the unredacted affidavit. And Trump wants the judge to recuse himself. Several news organizations, including the Associated Press, went to court to try and get that affidavit. The government told the judge prosecutors believe some additional records should now be made public, but the document details highly sensitive information about witnesses, including people who have been interviewed by the government, and contains confidential grand jury information. I'm Julie Walker.
Malaysia's highest court said Tuesday it will hear a final appeal by the country's former prime minister, Najib Razak, in a corruption case involving a state investment fund. Najib was sentenced to 12 years in jail in 2020 and had asked the court for a retrial on the grounds that a judge who convicted him may be biased. The High Court dismissed that effort Tuesday, saying there was no evidence of bias in the case. The final appeal on the case is set to begin Thursday. Najib has denied the charges against him. Repeating the hour's top news story, explosions rocked an ammunition depot and disrupted trains in the Russian-annexed Tuesday, the latest such incident in a region Moscow uses as a supply line for its war in Ukraine. More details on this story and all the stories we're covering are on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.